Harps 2-1 from 2, 6 points, top of the table. I know it's early days yet, Ollie, but I'm sure he's enjoying life up there, because every other season that you've been spending in the top flight has been the other half of the table.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't think anyone is really viewing it much differently than probably would have before the season started. I don't think anyone gets too carried away if we win, or too disappointed should we lose, or should, you know. So look, we have a massive game on Saturday against Drogheda. It all has been against them in recent years, and this will be a hugely difficult game to try and get anything out. And you know, we're kind of hoping that maybe reality doesn't hit us on Saturday, and that we can prolong maybe, you know, this another week.
Yep. You were always sort of targeting the Drogheda game, Ollie, when the fixtures came out and you seen what the early games were going to be. But at this stage, really, did you think it? You would have 6 points at the top?
Look, there's no point in pretending you did. No, we didn't. But at the same time, it could easily have been no points with the way the games went. They were very, very tight, and, you know, probably one or two, maybe little bits of luck went our way in the last two games that normally wouldn't. But we could be sitting with nothing going up to Drogheda, which, you know, makes it even harder. But, like, you know, I think the reality of it is that ourselves and Drogheda will be in or around the area of the table together, whatever area that is. You know, I think most people presumed it was at the bottom level, and maybe it will be. Only time will tell that. But this is probably more important than the last two games, and that if we got something out of this, you know, we would take it with open arms.
Is it a must-win game then?
We haven't won up there in years. We lost in a playoff. We narrowly beat Drogheda in extra time in the second leg of the playoff. Like, if we were to take a draw somewhere else or a draw on Drogheda, you probably would take the draw on Drogheda quicker, if that makes sense to you. Just, you know, there'll be maybe three different types of tables within the one table in the Premier Division, and I think we feel that we will be in or around where Drogheda will be, or we hope they'll be, to put it that way.
Yeah. They've had a solid enough start as well, Ollie. What's dangerous about Drogheda?
Hell of a lot. I mean, they have half a team from what was there before that we had huge battles with in both divisions and indeed in playoffs. They've added, you know, Premier Division winning players, the likes of Dan Massey, the likes of Ronan Murray, Gary Deegan, who came back from England via Shelburne. He's there. Darren Markey, who's a thorn in our side. Denny Corcoran, who obviously was with Bowes and Sligo, and that there's serious quality that they've added right through the spine in the middle of the team, on top of a very decent side that they had in the first division, and they were a handful without doubt. And you know, they were very unlucky to lose in the last minute away to Pats, which is a very difficult way to go out of bit Waterford at the start. And they know us very well also, to put it that way to you. It's a very difficult place to go up there, and we haven't had a great track record there.
Adam Foley has an knee injury. What's the chances of your goal scorer, your star man, lining out on Saturday?
We'll know tonight after training. We'll leave him as late as possible to see. He's struggling and didn't train so far this week. So we'll see where he's at tonight. And if it's too big a risk, well, then he won't be playing, to put it that way. We've another, after tomorrow night, with another 43 games, you know. And you know, if he's not right, he's not right, to put it that way too. And in fairness, we have a panel, a bigger panel than we normally have had. I've mentioned this before, and with 36 games, you need it. Last year, we probably got away with it because the season was curtailed to 18 games. Look, we'll see what he's like. We'd love him to be fit, to put it that way too, but if he's not right, he's not right.
Yeah, and you've more strikers available, Ollie, than you've had before as well. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, often it gives them a lesser chance. But like, if you're in form, as Adam is at the moment, and he is right, he'll play. But there's a but there, and we won't know till later on today.
And if you are going to be in the mix in the Premier Division, as in out of the drop zone, Ollie, you need other players to step up. You need other scorers. You just can't rely on the Dubliner.
No, absolutely not. No, look, I mean, as I said, there's very little difference in centre between whoever is number one or whoever is number 22. And while you know, it might go against you at times where you'd love a superstar along the way, we don't have that. But the advantage of it is that if players are out, as in Adam's case, you know, you have someone to come in to take their place. It's not like you know, you've nothing to replace it. And that's probably the biggest step up that we've made, that we have put together a bigger panel of maybe equal ability players.
Yeah. How long's Ryan Connolly going to be out for, Molly? It looks like he's going to miss this week again. That hamstring injury picked up against Bowes, obviously a man that's key for you around the middle of the park.
Yeah, Ryan will be out long term as opposed to short term. He got a scan, and we're seeing whether he can recover without any operation that type of way. Only time will tell that. But that's a long term injury. Unfortunately, we need Ryan, and we won't have him for the foreseeable future, to put that way to you. But please God, he will be back. And but look, other lads will come in and step up for him. Hopefully that he will get back in the maybe not too distant future, maybe the best way of putting it here.
Finally, Ollie, we're in a situation where we mentioned at the start of the interview that you're top of the table, and it would be a situation and a position that the fans of Finn Harps would be dreaming of. And we can only imagine, as we would head to the second home game of the season against Waterford in just over a week's time, that if Harps were top of the table, staying top of the table, that Finn Park would be rocking. And I suppose I'm sure there is a bit of a feeling of disappointment around the club as well, that the fans can't be with you in this, in the ground, when Harps are going so well.
Yeah, Shane, I mean, you know, for a whole lot of reasons, obviously, you know, to back us, and I've said it many, many times, through thick and thin, they've backed us, and we've put them through thick and thin, to put it that way to you. Obviously, when you're going well, you'd love to have them. We'd love to have them when we weren't going well, and they normally draw us over the line and help us survive. You know, for a whole lot of reasons, for the team financially, you know, it's a huge loss to us as well. Probably, you know, the advantage of it is that we're going to draw them Saturday night, where they won't have that home support to roar them on. So, like, it goes. You know, obviously they're a massive loss to support us just at home. We just hope that we can stay some way up the table by the time that they are allowed back in. And please God, we won't be down at the very bottom when the doors open again.
Okay, Ollie, best of luck and draw it on Saturday. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Ocean. Thank you. Bye-bye.